And President Trump saying that ongoing talks with Iran are going, quote, very well, and that if a deal does happen, it'll be over the weekend. NTD's White House correspondent Murray Otsu brings us the latest from the North Lawn.
They're pretty close to signing a paper. We've actually gotten along with them very well. And you know what you saw for the last few nights? It takes two to tango. You understand that. We hit them very hard on something else, unrelated. And so they were responding. I mean, if it happens, and it might not happen, you know, who knows? But if it happens, it could happen like over the weekend.
President Trump declaring that no boots on the ground will be needed in Iran, citing the military successes of Operations Midnight Hammer and Epic Fury. That's as he announces that the Iranian regime has agreed to no nuclear weapon.
I can tell you this. We defined victory. We defined victory as destroying their defense industrial base, significantly reducing the number of missile launchers that they possess, significantly reducing their stockpile of drones. And we achieved all of those, in addition to destroying what they had left of an Air Force and wiping out their entire conventional Navy. Those are all gone. So I consider that victory, and we did too, and that was the purpose of Epic Fury.
And as President Trump continues to weigh whether the U.S. will resume its strikes inside Iran, the U.S. naval blockade on Iranian ports is holding strong, with Central Command announcing that 125 commercial vessels have now been redirected from either entering or exiting Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz. The president saying that the U.S. has been clearing mines in the strait in anticipation of its opening when a deal is signed.